There are a lot of people who work to make Welcome to Night Vale possible. Beyond Jeffrey, Cecil, and I, there are guest writers who we endeavor to pay at above market rates, guest voices, Disparition, who composes all of the music and does the sound design and editing. We have the artists who design our merch and the company that manages and ships the merch. We have Jessica Hayworth, who makes original art for every single episode. We have Joella, who manages all the business side of things, and Meg, who runs the touring side of things, and all the people who do the behind-the-scenes stuff on tours. For every person you see working on Night Vale, there's like 3 to 5 more you don't see. And how we keep all those people paid and paying their bills is our Patreon. Without our Patreon, and I mean this, there is no show. We have all sorts of fun bonuses for patrons, like Patreon-only episodes, director's notes on every episode, Zoom hangouts with the Night Vale crew, and a lot of other stuff, but at its heart, you are helping keep this show alive. Please consider doing that if you are financially able. Welcome to NightVale.com. Click on Patreon. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every evening's disappointment is the next morning's hope. I'm Lee Marvin. Welcome to my birthday. There is a dark planet of awesome size, lit by no sun. An invisible titan, all thick black forest and jagged mountains and deep, turbulent oceans. It is so far away, so desolate, so impossibly, terrifyingly dark. One day, we will go there. Imagine the feeling of the ground beneath your feet on that planet. The soft, cold grit of sand that once was rock, that once was mountains. You won't be able to see the sand. You won't be able to see anything except the faint glimmer of the stars. There's always light somewhere, just not here. What does it smell like on the planet, I wonder? The salt tang of invisible oceans, the bitter sap of ancient forest. I don't think it smells of rot. I don't think it smells of fire or of food. I think it smells empty, like a home that you lived in for many years but have cleaned out and repainted, and you're standing in it for the last time, and it is once again a stranger to you. I think it smells like that. I am Lee Marvin, actor of some note. It is my 30th birthday today. Every day is my 30th birthday, and yet I do not age. This morning, on my birthday, I had a vision. I was walking, and the ground became wet. Then the water rose up around my ankles, but I kept walking. Around me were the trunks of mighty trees, hundreds of feet around. The water felt cool, but the air was warm, so it was nice to walk through. And still, the water rose, and I was waist deep now. I didn't know where it was I was going toward or away from. There was a fierce bicker of birds somewhere far above. The water roiled, but I was not afraid. I just walked, waist deep in that water. Perhaps I walked forever. My morning routine is like so. I wake up at 5 a.m. I know this because my digital clock tells me in stark red against black. I've had the same clock for decades. All of the labels have worn off the buttons. I wouldn't know how to set an alarm, but I don't need to. Whenever I wake up, it's 5 a.m. Maybe my waking causes time to happen. I have the same breakfast every morning. I don't mean I have the same kind of breakfast. I mean it's the same food. I know, because the apple has a bruise shaped like a witch's hat near the stem. It's the same bruise. Same size, the same shape every morning. When I pour the cereal, no matter for how long or short, it's the exact same amount of cornflakes. I've counted them, again and again. Even if I pour no cereal at all, if I refuse to touch the box, there is still the same number of cornflakes in the bowl. It's the same breakfast, and I eat it again and again to celebrate the morning of my 30th birthday. We were not meant to last forever. There is no peace in eternity. What shapes all of this is the boundaries, the birth, the death, even the pain in the knees, the forgotten wallet. You are bounded, and so within, you are boundless. Without boundaries, I have no shape. I have no pain in my knees, and so I forget I have them. I forget my body. That's all. I just want to remember my body. There is a dark planet of awesome size, lit by no sun. Its orbit is wild. It serpentines through space. Even with the most powerful telescopes, we would not be able to find it. But at some point, we will all see it, clear and plain as our own faces in the blue of the sky. We will look up on a day where we had a dentist appointment, where we had to pick up the kids by four, where the basketball game was on down at the bar, and there will be a planet of awesome size, lit by no sun. An invisible titan, all thick black forest and jagged mountains and deep, turbulent oceans. The planet will be so close that you will be able to see details on its midnight surface. Are those cities that you see upon it? Vast and cavernous cities? Empty windows and empty rooms. No one built those cities, but they are there. I am Lee Marvin. I have always been Lee Marvin. It has always been my 30th birthday. This afternoon, on my birthday, I had a vision. I was at a conference table in a conference room, in a building full of rooms exactly like that one. A place of business where money is not made but is procured from those who deserve it less. I wondered, if I searched those offices for all of my birthdays after, would I ever find an exit? But I did not search. I sat at the conference table. Across from me was an unsmiling man. His hands were folded in front of him on the table. I did not greet him because I felt that we had already exchanged small talk, and now it was time to get to the meat of it. But I didn't know what the meat was. I didn't know what he wanted from me. Neither of us said anything from either side of our conference table. The tinted window looked out over a parking lot full of identical silver sedans. My afternoon routine is like so. I put on my hat and I go into town. I do my shopping and say hello to the people I know and the people I don't. There are still somehow people I don't know, even after all this time, however much time it has been. They often wish me a happy birthday, and I say thank you. But what I mean is, please don't. Please. No more. Sometimes there is a party, and I poke at the cake with the side of my fork. I go home with my groceries, and I put them in the fridge, throwing out the identical groceries I had bought the day before. Then I have an afternoon coffee out in the backyard, staring at my lawn, which remains green and lush. Even though the heat is intense this time of year, even though I have never in my life watered it. The grass is like me. I spit a little coffee on the grass. Imagine having no shape, no form. Imagine a clumsy endlessness. Imagine me. Picture me. In an emergency, it is recommended that you look for the nearest exit. That's all I'm doing here. Looking for the nearest exit. There is a dark planet, lit by no sun. An invisible titan, all thick black forest and jagged mountains and deep, turbulent oceans. I feel that I walked there once, long ago. I know the bitter crunch of its lifeless soil. I know the ice fizz of the waves along its shores. I know the smooth glass of its mountainsides. The dark there is complete. I wish I could take you by the hand, and together you and I could step onto its surface. We could know it the way one knows a home. We could find warmth in its absolute chill. We could make light in its total darkness. But that won't happen. Because when we visit that planet, we each must visit it alone. But we can take comfort in those who have gone before, in those who will come after. There is a dark planet, lit by no sun, and one day we will go there. This evening, on my birthday, I had a vision. I was climbing a chimney of rock. The rock sat tight around my shoulders. There was hardly room for my body. By wedging myself outward, I was able to make myself stable and then wiggle myself just a little bit higher and a little bit higher after that. I knew that my climb would last for the rest of my life and that the rest of my life would last forever. And still I wiggled myself an inch at a time. Far above me was a dot of light. Pale orange of sunrise or sunset. It never changed. The sun was always setting, or else it was always rising. And anyway, I was far beneath, wiggling my way up a chimney of rock. Far below, I could see cave water. Absolutely clear and impossibly deep and brutally cold. If I wanted, I could simply relax my body and fall through the rock into that cold and clean water. All I would need to do is relax for 1 second. But I didn't. I kept climbing toward the sunrise or else the sunset. My evening routine is like so. I listen to the radio to hear the news and nod thoughtfully at what the world is up to when I'm not involved. I take off my socks. I like how my feet feel against the carpet in my living room. Sometimes I hear a voice from the living room wall. The voice sounds like me. There must be more than this. The me in the wall says to the me in the chair. I wish it were so, I say to the me in the wall. Could you help me out of here? I think I'm stuck, says the me in the wall. And I shake my head sadly. If I could have helped myself, I would have already. I don't like to sleep, so I binge an old 90s sitcom like Five in a Pit or The Thin Man Commences. I don't fall asleep, I know I don't. I count every hour until the next day. And yet I find myself waking again in my bed, and it's my 30th birthday. As it is always my 30th birthday. If I am not given a boundary, I will have to create a boundary for myself. I will have to be the inventor of my own end. Listen against the window. Do you hear? The soft murmur of the weather outside.
Up to all manner of deviltry. Drench your kitchen, ragged heretic's blood. Wash your windows and prepare for the flood. Look to the west. Coming in loud and clear. Sacrificial victims out of the cage, smiling as they're taking the stage. Look to the west. Look to the man. Everything's new. All the talk we heard was true. Legends we all heard once. The whispers from the storefronts. Hope for the best. Ready to burst. Wait all your life to see what you see. Open up your eyes and be free. Look to the west.
I have lived a very long time. Perhaps longer than anyone. And yet, there's still so much I haven't done. I've never been to Poland or Bolivia or New Zealand or Switz. I've never been to North Carolina or North Dakota or North Florida or Germany. I've never seen a giraffe in person, or a boar, or a praying mantis, or an eagle. I've never been to space. I've never been in a coal mine. I've never tasted kale, or kimchi, or lamb, or radicchio. There are big things I've never done. I've never written a book, or recorded an album. I've never built a house. Choosing the location and materials, laying down the foundation and constructing the framework upon it, putting in insulation, installing drywall, getting permits from the city. I've never led an army over a mountain pass, saying to them, "Today we go down in history." I've never gone down in history. I mean, most of us haven't, and most of us won't, but me too, I guess. I've never been to the dark part of the ocean floor, where the sun can't reach through the sheer liquid mass, and the strange creatures live whose beauty does not rely on our sense of beauty, because their existence does not rely on our sense of existence. Where the volcanic vents pump heat into the blue-black abyss. I've never been married, although I have been divorced. I've never skydived or even been on a plane. I don't know what flying feels like. I imagine it feels a little like dreaming and a lot like waiting. There are small things that I've never done. I've never had a picnic. I've never made whole wheat pasta. I've never parallel parked or spent a few hours picking up litter from the side of the road. I've never pulled a weed. And I've never bought a hat. I've always owned this hat. I don't remember where I got it. I've never driven any car but a Dodge Durango. I've never seen a single movie except Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Not that new remake, but the original 1960s classic starring Frank Sinatra as every character. I can't imagine any other movie being better, so I've never bothered. Exotic things I've never done. I've never time traveled, although I do get the brochures in the mail each week like everyone else. I've never danced in the ballet, although I've daydreamed of it many times. I've never printed counterfeit money, nor ordered a hit on anyone, nor otherwise committed a crime. I've never been bitten by a vampire, or by a werewolf, or by a child. Simple things I've never done. I've never mailed a letter. I've never owned a dishwasher. I don't know what a sauna feels like. I've never been in a hot tub. I've never kept a flower in a vase long after it was time to throw it away until it is the brown memory of a flower that once was. I've never done Pilates or yoga or CrossFit. I've never taken a run, although I have always owned running shoes. My life, like all lives, is more of a list of I nevers than I haves. Because the world is bigger than we can reach. Not even if we spend our entire lives reaching. We clear a little circle around ourselves. We sit in that circle, and that is our life. But it's okay. I don't have to do everything. I will leave an endless list of the not-dones and the meant-tos and the should-haves. And that's fine. After all, past performance is not a predictor of future results. After all, death is only the end if you think the story is about you. After all, after everything, after it's over, what then? Good night, Night Vale. Good night.
Welcome to Night Vale is a production of Night Vale Presents. This episode was written by Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner and produced by Disparition. The voice of Lee Marvin was T.L. Thompson. Original music by Disparition. All of it can be found at disparition.info or at disparition.bandcamp.com. This episode's weather was Sicilian Crest by the Mountain Goats from their new album, In League with Dragons. To hear songwriter John Darnielle and Night Vale creator Joseph Fink have an hour-long discussion of this song, check out the new season of their podcast, I Only Listen to the Mountain Goats, wherever you listen to podcasts. Comments, questions, email us at info@welcometonightvale.com or follow us on Twitter at Night Vale Radio or live your best life. Whatever that means to you. Check out welcometonightvale.com for more information on all sorts of Night Vale merch we have, from logo shirts to logo earrings to shirts that say, "Sleep like there's nobody watching." Today's proverb, a group of chihuahuas is called a committee. A group of labradors is called a jumble. A group of golden retrievers is called a butter dish.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Craner, and I wanted to tell you about one of my other podcasts, Random Number Generator Horror Podcast Number 9. So the thing is, my friend Cecil Baldwin, the voice of Night Vale, loves horror movies, and he's helping make the genre more approachable for me, and hopefully for you too, one film at a time in a random order. Are you squeamish about horror movies? Look, I get it, and no worries. Just listen in and we'll tell you everything that happens. But do you love horror movies? Well, that's great too. Watch along with us each week. We've got nearly 200 episodes covering everything from The Shining to Leprechaun 4 in Space. I'm serious, we go in a random order. So check out Random Horror 9 wherever you get podcasts.
From PR.